A new publication released today by the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations is calling for a shift towards a climate-smart approach to agriculture. According to FAO, this shift will not only help prevent future food security crises, it may spark economic and agricultural renewal in rural areas where hunger and poverty are most prevalent. Highlighting case studies in climate-smart agriculture from around the globe, the publication titled FAO Success Stories on Climate-Smart Agriculture shows that many rural communities are already successfully making the transition to new forms of farming better suited to the rigors of a warmer world. Leslie Lipper is a senior environmental economist at FAO in Rome. Hello, Ms. Lipper.
Hello.
First off, what is climate-smart agriculture?
Climate-smart agriculture is a fairly recent approach that was developed by FAO, and it's an approach that helps us manage agricultural systems for food security, but given the changing realities of global warming. So the climate-smart agriculture essentially addresses three major objectives: achieving food security, increasing through the increase in agricultural productivity and incomes of agricultural producers, incorporating the necessary adaptation that we now know is needed now and also in the near-term future, and also addressing the need for mitigation to have a long-term food security goal to reduce the danger of climate change in the future. So climate-smart agriculture is an approach. It involves concepts. It involves a policy, development of policy frameworks and technical tools, as well as financing mechanisms to support agriculture for food security under the new realities of global warming.
What are some examples that can illustrate the benefits of switching to climate-smart methods and technologies?
FAO was funded by the European Community to do a project with three partner countries on building climate-smart agricultural capacity. And one of the very interesting areas of work there has been in developing an enabling policy framework. It just so happened that one of the countries we're working in was simultaneously developed their agriculture and climate change policies. And as part of the Climate Smart Ag approach, we held a workshop, a dialogue workshop, where people that were working on each of those two policies got together and went through it line by line, looking at what was the main objective, what was the time frame, what were the key activities. I think it's important to make the case that climate smart agriculture is not just a new technology that's successfully applied and we can say that, you know, how many people increase their income or something like that. It's an approach to enabling people to find the right kind of agricultural technological solutions given the changes of climate change, the altered reality of climate change, and to look much more specifically at the kind of barriers to adoption they face. There's a lot of work that's been done on sustainable agricultural technologies, things like agroforestry, better management of crop residues, introducing rotations, these kinds of things, restoration of degraded lands. The farmers haven't adopted these practices as much as we would like. And one of the reasons is that it actually takes a few years in some cases to get a positive return. So from when the farmer makes a change to when they get really the benefit, it takes some time. And these are really poor people. They can't wait that kind of length of time. Even if it's only a year, sometimes it's too much. So climate smart agriculture is also aiming to build the financing mechanisms linking to climate finance as well as traditional agricultural finance to address directly that kind of barrier.
How feasible is it to expect governments or those working in these sectors to modify their practices to include climate smart approaches to agriculture and production?
I think it's really feasible if they are involved in the conversation from the beginning and if it addresses what their concerns are. What climate change does is it increases uncertainty. We don't really know what's going to happen. There's much more variability. You can't rely on what's happened in the past as much as you could for what you could do in the future. So that means that people really need to have better access to information, up-to-date information, and they need to have capacity to make flexible decisions and have a range of options. And of course, a really key thing is to build the enabling environment at international levels, which means opening the doors to financing, among other things.
And why is it important to push forward with this approach to agricultural practices?
Well, I think one of the things we've seen in this project work we're doing is that if we don't try to transition to a more flexible process of identifying what kinds of agricultural technologies will work under the changing conditions of global warming, then you stand to lose, you make a major misallocation of resources. You're investing in the wrong things because things have changed. And what you really need is something that would allow you to have a flexible response to this increased uncertainty. And yet you're investing in something that is no longer valid given the changing circumstances.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.